weiß einen Strom, dessen herrliche Fluss lässt wunderbar stille durchs Land. Doch strahlt und glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und zu diesem herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar, es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, machet die Unreizen rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Durch Jesu ergießet sie sich. Sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergaß er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Denn wenn ich bitte, komme und trinke sich satt, so ruft der Geist und die Braut. Nur wer in den Strome gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes entschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. There's everything in his ear song. Mm-hmm. There's joy unspeakable. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtigli. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. For everything is in his ear song. If you can only come on board, and there's healing, as heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. It says it here. Ja, machet die Unreinzen rein. Everything is in this here. If you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying here, it's all in this here stream. Mm-hmm. It's all in the truth for your day. And there's everything that you need for daily living. There'd be no diseases in here. It's all in the message for your day. It's all so simple. But people don't like it simple. They like it. They like to play the game. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no game to play here. It's serious stuff. You either accept this or Like for you and I, everything is so simple because we tapped into some truths.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is marching on. There's a truth. If you can only get yourself away from that religious garbage. All that religious is just Satan using religion to confuse the picture.
Mm-hmm.
The world is full of religion. The world is full of churches. And everybody has an opinion. But see, you and I, we go back to the foundation principles of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Truth. And He told us where it's at. He told us where eternal life is at. And people don't want it because, you know, they got their own opinion and their own idea. Then the devil tells them we're deceivers and things like that. Oh, everybody has it. No, we don't use our own intelligence. We go to the Word. And that song here explains everything. If you can get yourself to the truth for your day, and that stream is everything. But that's it's right. All about the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth is marching on.
It says, O Seele, ich bitte dich, come. You have to come to that stream.
Yeah.
Und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. So, O Glaube. That you have to believe it.
Yeah, people know about us, they hear about us, and then because there's no room for ego,
mm-hmm.
and we tell people the only enemy you have is the natural man is your enemy. Well, they want to hater the natural man, and that's our battle. If you want to be free, you just got to realize that the natural man will not be your friend. And once you get over when you get up in the morning, you got an enemy to fight. Mm-hmm. That's our battle, it's the natural man. And once you got overcome that and realize that, then you're off to the races. And the next thing the devil uses religion here in the closing days of time, because that's how he deceives the people,
mm-hmm.
with religion, with people in the pulpit, people that are supposed to take you to the Lord of glory. And it's supposed to help you? Well, they're the deceivers. They make sure you never find it.
Mm-hmm.
Believe you me, we know what we're talking about. We went through their,
mm-hmm.
we've been through their torture chambers. And we know exactly what it's like. When you present truth to people, to religious people, they put you in the outs, you know, right? Just because of truth. And you and I, we know all that. I've been up on the mountain with the Jesus. I've been down in the valley so low. But if ever a time he deserts me, where would my troubles I'd go? So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me. And I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. If I had all the wealth of this old world, if I had all that money could buy, if I had not the love of my Savior, I would rather be dead than alive. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me. And I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. We give credit where credit is due. It was Jesus that found us. What's that Hutter, I think, that could do anything for us? These religions, they can't do nothing for you. They just, they take from you. They want you to work for the rest of your life, and then they want to control you. You're off the devil. It took me a lifetime to figure it out. But I had to go back into history. I had to find out what, where it originated from. Everything that's true, everything that's real, is found right in the lips of Jesus when he said before he went to Calvary, this is going to be eternal life. You believe on these seven stars that I'm holding in my right hand, these angels, it's what's going to take you through the grace age without being defiled. And if people stuck with that, of course there's a devil right next to it. And he brings in his religiology and his antichrist and his perversion and everything. And he, in broad daylight, he can deceive the people. But we're on to him. We're on to his garbage. And we found out that these communes, they're nothing but communists. It's communism. And you hear us talk about it. And it turns a lot of people off because they're not used to this kind of language. Mm-hmm. They would rather have this game, you know, playing this game.
Mm-hmm. And being entertained, a lot of people just want to be entertained. Because in entertainment, there is no conviction. People don't want to be convicted.
It's all it is entertainment. Mm-hmm. And the devil knows how to do it, and he brings this high feeling with it, and these preachers in the pulpit, they're anointed, they're falsely anointed. They like to entertain the people. The whole world is full of entertainment. Mm-hmm. But here we got the truth. We don't have too many people that line up to hear us. But it's the real thing. It's the truth. The truth has always been rejected. Mm-hmm. And you have to fight for the truth. You have to seek it. It's so simple in that song, "Ich weiß einen Strom." All about that stream that's been flowing from the throne of God throughout forever and a day, and here it's so simple. And there is health, there's well-being, if you can only get yourself to believe that this is that. This is that stream, this is the message for your day, and all of it, and all these goodies that God has put out in mankind. Since it's only a time, really, but especially here in the grace age, the early church, they didn't have no problem because they didn't have any religion.
Mm-hmm.
Satan hadn't yet infiltrated Christianity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were free, I'll tell you what. And Satan, he hates when people are free. And see, you and I, we tapped into it. And now we work overtime to make sure that we don't get invaded with these antichrists, with these scorpions. Yeah, they come around here, but we've grounded ourselves. We know where it's at. It's in exactly what Jesus said, this will be eternal life. Anything outside of that stream, anything outside of what Jesus said from the seven stars, it's all going to take you to hell, and that's whether you believe it or not. It's pretty hard to fathom that it's so simple and that all these churches are forced to deceive you. But the Bible says, the Bible runs true to form, and the last day it'll be so deceptive. Deception will be so great that it'll even deceive the very elect. And then when people hear us, they think we're those deceivers, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't take things back to the scriptures. Yeah, they sometimes listen and then they give us some feedback. Oh, you could be the deceivers yourself, you know. Well, take it to the scriptures. Do what the Bereans did. Go check it out via the scriptures to see if these things be not so.
And that's what I did when I got the book for Brother Brenham, The Church Ages and the Seals. I took my Bible and I said, to see if these things are so. And I found them to be so. And that's what everybody should do. Take it to the scripture.
Come to the highland, come lay your heart. All sign and Lord, yet this has not time. Er ist uns noch zum Segen bereit. Und ruf so freundlich, komm. Herrlich, herrlich wird es sein, muss sein, wenn wir sehen von Sünden frei in das gelobte Kanaan. Jesus, ich hör, ich komm, komm, o mein Kind, und hör sein Wort, gib ihm dein Herz und fang ihn zuvor. Ist ein sicherer, ewiger Hort, drum mach dich auf und komm. Herrlich, herrlich wird es sein, muss sein, wenn wir sehen von Sünden frei und rein in das gelobte Kanaan. Jesus, die Herre, komm. Glaub ich nur fest, der Herr nimmt dich an. Auf bist du mit, jetzt ist es schon nah. Mit lieber Gnade, wir hier dich umfahren. Komm nur, o Sünder, komm. Herrlich, herrlich wird es sein, muss sein, wenn wir sehen von Sünden frei und rein in das gelobte Kanaan. Jesus, ich hör, ich komm. Herrlich, herrlich wird es sein, muss sein, wenn wir sehen von Sünden frei und rein in das gelobte Kanaan. Jesus, ich hör, ich komm. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is shouting out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He loses his faithful life and his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, his truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, his truth is marching on. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He loses faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Right now, it's a time of war. It's just phasing. It's a time of peace. And right now, all around the world, there's a time of war. We're in a war. You and I, we're in a war, John. We're warring against these thugs, against these perverts, against these people at the pulpit. And you might as well just settle it in your heart that there is a war all around the world. There's a time for war and a time for peace. And right now is a time for war. You just got to... But see, we got the winner on our side. We're not fighting a losing battle. We hear a lot of people, they say, I want truth no matter what. I've heard a lot of people, before I knew the truth, I heard them say, Sam, I'm going to go for truth, I don't care what it costs me. And I didn't know, at that time, I didn't know about this truth that God sent to the church here to Laodicea. But once I found it, and I remember these people telling me, then they're going to go for truth no matter what. So once I found it, I went to these people, went back to these people and told them, hey, I found the truth. And then I presented it to them, and they turned up their nose. They didn't want it because...
It didn't fit their narrative.
It didn't fit their ideology. And then here, last year, we went out to see one of the old bachelor there, and I told him, I remember you telling me, I said, back in the day, you remember you telling me you'd go for truth no matter what it costs, and here's the truth, I told him. And he was embarrassed that he even ever said that, you know? And your emotions, you tell people you want truth. And then there's that lady over there in Jeff's Valley, you know, she put that, they got that book out about Jay Klein's house, and you told her, well, you left the main ingredient out. And then because she said to you, she wants the truth if it's good, if it's bad, and if it's ugly. She wants truth no matter what. Well, you presented her with the truth, and then all of a sudden, she didn't like it that much anymore. Because you hit the nail on the head, and then you try to talk to her later on, and she didn't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. See, here she, in her emotion, oh, I want truth, I want the good, the bad and the ugly. Well, sometimes the truth gets pretty ugly. Because, and like we do, we tell people about the truth, about these people at the pulpit and these preachers. It's pretty ugly truth for them to digest.
That's right. We
tell the people the truth, and if you want it, fine. You're not going to find it nowhere else. But everything we say and do, we're lining up with the scriptures. And we got the truth.
That's right. And you know, it's quite strange that people, it's not so strange because Jesus went after the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the zealots. He went after them all the time to expose them. He said, woe unto, and you know, and he exposed them. And you can see in every church age, like you can look back in the days of Paul, there were people out there that were opposing Paul. And you can see Irenaeus, these were not people that were off the street. These were people that were standing in the pulpit that they combated, like Irenaeus. He combated those heresies that these bishops were preaching. These were people in the pulpit. And then you can look down to time. There was Martin Luther. He came against those people in the pulpit, those Jesuits, Roman Catholics, the popes. He came against the pope. And you look at John Wesley. He had to combat these religious leaders too. The same way with Brother Branham. He had to combat that religious system, those churches out there. Because they were deceiving the people. And it's no different here in this hour because the Bible says things will wax worse and worse, that people will select themselves teachers where they will hear what they want to hear. And I came across one last week. He selects somebody that will tell him what he wants to hear. And he wants to... He wants to condone his charismatic life, and it doesn't mix. It never delivers. And we were trying to tell him, you know what, the charismatic thing that you've been following has never delivered you anything. Has never you know.
Never done nothing for you. All he did was tickle your ears.
It's never healed you, because that charismatic spirit can't heal you. And but he follows it, but he will select teachers that will tickle his ears.
Yeah, we've been through it. We know exactly what we're talking about. We got the truth. We're just like Elijah. He was sitting there all by himself forever and a day, and nobody came. And the ones that did come, the Naaman from Syria, outlandish guy, and he got healed from leprosy. And that widow, she came to Elijah. Elijah came to her, and she would never, and through that drought there, she always had lots, you know. It delivers. The truth always delivers. And here in these closing days of time, like when we have cancer, we pray for people and the cancer goes out. That because we're in that stream that delivers. Heilete kranken und stark wunderbar. Ja, machet die Unreinheiten rein. But see, we can only put it out there for people if they want it, fine. They would rather have a complicated life. They would rather have believe a lie and then believe the truth. Mm-hmm. Tell the people the truth, because that's the only thing we have. That's the Lord gave us this truth, and he allowed us to see it. We were searching and looking like everybody else there. We were looking under every stone, and then we found it by the grace of God. Once we found it, we never wanted to go back again, because we knew what we had to go through to find it. And there's a lot of people out there, they're searching, and then we presented the we present it to them, and they then the way we talk and the way we express ourselves and the way we come against these people in the pulpit, these holy people, they get turned off. They're like coming through the wilderness journey. These holy people, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Oh man, could he speak? And then when the earth opened up and swallowed them, the next day they went to kill the Lord's people. They were so convinced that they were the Lord's people, God. They had charisma, they could talk and sway the people up against Moses and Aaron, and to the point where the whole congregation cried in one voice, "You killed the Lord's people yesterday." Well, that's the way it is today yet too, because we don't have a very attractive message for the natural man. The natural man, we keep telling people, the natural man is the problem. But see, the truth keeps marching on. You want to come on board and join the scenery and join a holiday and all the goodies? Fine. If not, well, go out there and enjoy yourself with lice. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for the Lord. Most of all, Lord, for allowing us to see the end time picture, Lord, and these closing days of time, a truth, and a truth for the hour that we're now living in. And the truth of the matter is Brother Branham, and then Brother Jackson, and then that the voice of that seventh angel, Lord. Like he said back in the day, this is going to be eternal life. Believe on them, and I will send. And we got scriptures to back up that we believe you send, that the great, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. And then you send Brother Branham, and then when he went off the scene, that voice kept on going, that stream kept on flowing, and we just somehow, by the grace of God, we found that we happened to tap into it. That's why we're always grateful, Lord. We have nothing to offer to the people, only the fact that you sent a prophet. And from there it went on, and we're just continuing on with your program. It's not our program, it's your program, Lord. We just pray, Lord, for the hearts of the people, that they're going to finally see this end time rapidly approaching. And everything that we say and do is found in the scriptures. All they have to do is check it out. So, Lord, first pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The truth is marching on, whether we march with it or not. If you're not marching with it, you're going to be left out in the cold. God's not going to have to apologize to nobody. He done bent over backwards, and we don't have to apologize either. Because we know what we went through. We were searching and seeking like everybody else. And then one day the Lord showed up and saying, I'm coming soon. And then he gave me another scripture. Prepared, get yourself ready to meet the Lord. You know, you just seek the Lord while he may be found. I was caught up in that other right thing. It's the only life I know. And one day my words just came caving in. And I tell you, if you care about your children, and all of a sudden, my world kept caving in, and all kinds of things happened. My son got his fingers cut, and my other son got lost in the forest, and oh, man, the Lord just pulled the plug on me. He just realized, and I began to realize how you don't have no weaponry. You got no control when things start happening to you. And here, the Lord just kind of let me go through it, tell me to realize how bad the situation is if you're outside of the will of God. And then I had to find my way back to the Lord. And that's why we're fighting what we're fighting for. That's why we're so serious with what we're saying. Because once it affects your children and you have no control over what's going on with your children, the Lord let me know, I'm going to forget your children. And the only way I'll remember your children, if you can only get yourself the place where you believe the message for your day. And he led me to the message for the day. That's why I'm so fervent. That's why you and I are fighting 24/7 to hold on to a truth that we give it, because in there is your safety. That in there protects for your children. I know I went through that. That's the reason we don't get lukewarm, because we think about these things. And then, like I said, we had a man to pile on top of that. We had a man come to our home, had an out-of-the-body experience. He was dead for 17 months, and he told us that that other thing is a bunch of garbage. It's just deception. And then we took it to heart, and as time went on, he kept saying, there's something out there somewhere. We just got to go look for it. We just got to be willing to put our life on the line. And that's exactly what I did. I put my life on the line, and the Lord led and guided me to the ministry. After the hour, the ministry at that time was Brother Branham, and he passed away, and then they went on to Brother Jackson. And here we found out that this is exactly 100% right. So we don't mess with that garbage out there they call church, because it's going to take you out to hell and death. The only thing, structure that you and I have where the truth is exactly what Jesus said, and we keep repeating it because it's worth repeating. Because you're living in a world of deception, and the only thing we're holding on to, what Jesus said, this will be eternal life. Anything outside of this channel is not eternal life. In other words, if you're not connected with these seven stars, anything outside of that is not eternal life. It's going to take you to hell and death, because Satan, he always is a troublemaker. He always likes to confuse the picture. And see, you and I, we get it right, and that's why we're fighting 24/7 to hold on to the things that have been firmly established in the 20th century. And the peace, God sent a prophet. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. We have nothing else. We have nothing outside of that. If you want entertainment, go to the John Higgins of this world, go to the Joel Osteen, go to the Swaggerts, and all these entertainers out there, all these churches. The world is full of churches. The YouTube is full of them. And everybody trying to sell his wares. But not too many will come to the knowledge of the truth, because the truth of the matter is, and that's what the devil is attacking, he's trying to hide it. He'd like to shut us down if we could. But God knew exactly our makeup. He knew we're just going to keep repeating it and repeating it, because we know anything outside of that is just a waste of time. Why would you waste your time on something that at the end of the day, it's nothing but dunk. It's nothing but garbage. That's what these churches out there are. These communes all over. That Woodcrest group down there, those Amishes. It's all a pile of religious filth. That's all it is at the end of the day. And in fact, it's even worse than that. Because what it does, people are convinced that's the way to go. And at the end of the day, they go, they find themselves on the wrong side of the fence. Just like that rich man that found himself in hell. He thought he's going to be blessed. He's here blessed here this side, and he'll be blessed that much more on the other side. But then hell, he opened up his eyes, and then he found out he's on the wrong side of the fence. And then he had only one passion, and he had only one desire, please, oh please, send somebody back and tell the people that I come out of that this is not a good place. They're being deceived, they're being duped, and that's what keeps you and I going. We spend a lot of time putting out his daily bread. We spend a lot of time fasting just to keep ourselves in a place of sensitivity, because we don't have nothing on our own. We're depending on the Lord to tell us what to say and do. And right now, the truth is marching on. whether you come on board or whether you don't come on board, it's still marching on. And if I go, if I come on board, I'll march with the troop. Just that simple. Like, I think back in the 60s, and I was out in California, and I left the colony back when I was about 20, 21, and there's a song come out back in the 60s, People Get Ready. And I thought the only place where God would be in the colony. I didn't believe that the Lord could be out in San Francisco, where I was working with razor horses. And here this song comes out, People Get Ready, there's a train a-coming. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. And that song has been going throughout the world ever since the 60s. This guy got up in the middle of the night, he was inspired to write that song. People Get Ready, there's a train a-coming. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. All you need is faith to hear those Beatles on me. And then it says, People Get Ready for the train to Jordan. It's picking up passengers from coast to coast. All you need is faith to hear those Beatles on me. Just all you got to do is get on board. Don't cost you nothing. All you got to do is believe. And here that song is coming to fruition. Here all you got to do is believe what we're trying to tell you here, and you'll be on that train to glory. Just that simple. You'll be on that train to glory. It's to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple. But now everything is becoming real. I heard it back in the 60s. Back when I was, like I say, and that song has been going around the world. Round over and over. There's some people that get it, some people that don't. And they say there's no room on there for the hopeless sinner that would hurt all of mankind just to save his own skin, just for himself. Well, there's no room on that train for those kinds of people. That song's been going around, and we're just presenting people here in this closing days of time. For the truth for your day.
And, that's right.
It's not a very attractive message.
No, it's not.
But it's the truth.
It's never been an attractive message. You go back to the Apostle Paul, and when he preached to these Galatians, to the Corinthians, and at one time the Galatians, they were ready to take their own eyes out and give them to Paul. But then somebody came along and swayed them the other way, and then Paul said to them, am I become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And he said something here in Galatians 4:17. They court you eagerly, but for no good purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They want to exclude you so that you would seek them eagerly.
Mm-hmm.
See, there is a motive behind it so that you will follow them because you're not really following the truth. I talk to people, and some people, they will say they want the truth, the whole truth, what the Bible has to offer. But when you present them with the truth for our day and hour, that God sent a prophet, and that God sent a Brother Branham to bring a message to prepare us for his second coming, then they will say, well, we can fellowship, but you leave the name Brother Branham away. No, William Branham. We don't want to hear that name, William Branham.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's like taking certain scripture and just capitalizing on them and leave the others away.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the ones that convict you away, like Paul was saying here. Am I become your enemy now? So they want to fellowship. They want to have something to do with you, but only on their terms. We've been through all these denominational churches already. We know what they have to offer. They have nothing to offer the people. We know where that channel flowed. Just like when all this confusion came about when Brother Jackson passed away, and they came out with all these different teaching here. We're in the third day. We're after 2 days. The midnight cry hasn't happened yet. And all these false teaching came about, and the Lord spoke to my spirit. He said, remember the things that you have been taught and who you have been taught them from. So we know that channel that God had used, like you always say, those seven stars. That was part of that channel. Brother Branham was part of that channel that God used to bring a message. And when you admit that name, You'd have no message here in Laodicea. There is no message to offer, no truth to offer to this church age, and you might as well go out in darkness, because that's where everything else will lead you. There's only one stream, and that is following the stream of what God has for your day and hour.
That's all we're doing. We're just truth and marching on. By God's grace and mercy, we just happen to jump on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. That bandwagon, if Eisen and Strom doesn't hardly flute, and it lead you right to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple. There's nothing else. And here in these closing days of time, and if you can reject, if you reject that, you're going to have to go into judgment. It's all right there. Here, you can see all around the world, it's breaking loose. All these wars and rumors of wars and all of this. And behind it is the spirit of Satan, trying to stop the word of mm-hmm. God from moving ahead. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't have too many followers, because Satan is right there. As soon as somebody listens to us a little bit, Satan goes into their head and reasons with them, and then they call up their friends and their relatives. What do you think of this? And what do you think of that? Oh, I think he's a false prophet. I don't think these two guys are, they're shacking up mm-hmm. and all the mm-hmm. filth that they can think about. Satan is right there because Satan knows this is the truth. So, of course, he's going to do everything he can to direct people away from the truth, just like they keep telling you about the story about the killdeer. If you can only open your eyes, when you go out in the spring and that killdeer has a nest out there, oh, and you get close to his nest, oh, he does. He puts up a fuss. He pretends his wing is broken. Then he pretends his foot is broken. Then he pretends to lure you away from the real thing, mm-hmm. from where his nest actually is. Mm-hmm. And then once you get away from his nest, then he's okay. That's what the devil does. He knows that you and I have a truth for the closing mm-hmm. days of time, and that the Lord is on us out to present this truth to a lost and dying world. He knows that. But so does he do. He's like that killer. He does everything he can to direct people away. We got some people. We got people, they listen for a whole year, many of them, faithfully. First thing in the morning, they'll tap in, and then all of a sudden, that's it. Because Satan has managed to brainwash their head, to feed their head full of poison, because we say things that are not very attractive, because we're salty. We have to say things, and then we come against their idol, that guy in the pulpit, and we come against their community style living, and all that deception that's out there, engineered by Satan. I know what I'm talking about when I talk about these communities. They were set up by Satan, because back in the days of Martin Luther, I went into history. You can go into history just by pressing a button on your internet, and you can find out exactly what happened back in the days of Martin Luther when he came out, the just shall live by faith, and single-handedly he put that Roman Catholic Church out of commission. That 200 years later, that Pope died in prison. He put that whole papal system completely out of business. And then Satan, he's not taking nothing sitting down. He's right there, like I keep saying, like a dirty shirt, always see where it can make trouble. But yeah. See, we're supposed to be sober, we're supposed to be vigilant, we're supposed to be aware of his tactics, like the early church. They were not ignorant of Satan's cunning trickery. And see, mm-hmm. that's where you and I are. That's why we fast and we pray and we seek the Lord. We're up in the morning, up around 5, and then that's when everybody is sleeping. And I'm grateful to the Lord that he did move on us to do this, and then that keeps us spiritually alert. That keeps us sensitive to what's going on around us so that we don't fall asleep like the rest of them do. When we're having a great time in the Lord, everybody's out there sleeping away like there was no... And God set this up so that we would stay awake. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, he goes around the house of God. He's constantly on the move, constantly on the trying to divert people away from what the truth that you and I have. And he's very successful, like I say. If we had, everybody would still be listening to us that started since 2012 or since, anyway, for as long as 5 years ago, and then they would still be listening. You'd have set up another website or something. But see, they list for a while, and then they get turned off because we see something that's very salty. They can't handle the truth. So what do? They kind of chill out, and then they don't listen anymore. Then after about a month, they check in again for a day and a two, and then we see something that doesn't fit their narrative because the thing that we don't have a very attractive message for the natural man, for the flesh. But I tell you what, we got the truth. You don't like what you hear. You may not like what you hear, but I tell you what, you're going to hear the truth because that's mm-hmm. the only thing we have. We found a truth for your day. Mm-hmm. And like I say, it's not the very attractive message.
No.
And then they get together, they call up their friends and their relatives. And what do you think of this? Did you hear what he said today? And before you know it, Satan is brainwashed that they can't listen to us anymore. But see, mm-hmm. we're just continuing on with the program. It doesn't matter who comes on board or who doesn't. That's the way it was,
yeah.
as it was in the days of Noah. You know, I didn't have a very attractive message.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, it was just him and his family that went out and that got saved by that flood. It says, as it was, so shall it be. As it was in the days of Lot. Lot didn't have a very attractive message for these Sodomites down there. And
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing today. We don't have attractive message for these Hutterites and all of these thugs.
Mm-hmm.
We call it out the way it is. Like the other day, we were here in the morning, we were discussing something, and the Lord just dropped out and gave you scripture. He's given you power over scorpions and over the serpents.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what it meant, but before the day was over, here comes the scorpion walking in here trying to divert us. A snake and a scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
See, we don't address them as such, and here it happened to be a Hutterite preacher. And just trying to put the law down.
Yeah, a lot of...
But we had already got the warning mm-hmm. early in the morning when we were up here, and the Lord spoke to your spirit, I have given you power over scorpions and over all power over the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, he comes coming in here. Well, I looked at him as a scorpion. And he's a preacher.
Yeah, well, there's a spirit behind him.
Yeah.
Just like when you present people with truth, they will say, oh, I want truth. But when you tell them the truth, they're like, well, because it comes from you, I'm not going to accept
yeah.
it. I don't want that truth because this truth is standing right in front of them. But because it doesn't suit their fantasy, that they are not going to accept it. Like there was a guy that said to Brother Branham, I wouldn't believe anything you would say, Brother Branham. And he said, you know what? It's not for the unbeliever; it's for the believer. But there are people like that. Just because from where it's coming from, the truth, they will not accept it. If it would maybe be for somebody that they hold high in regards, maybe they would accept it. But because it's coming from people that they look down on, that then they're not going to accept it. And I can identify with the prophets of old very much already, you know, about Elijah. I can identify with Jeremiah. All these prophets that were trying to get a message across to the children of Israel, and they were rejected because they were telling them the truth. And there was usually not people that they would have chosen, but there were people that God chose to bring out them a truth. And I was talking to this lady the other day. She said, oh, she wants all the truth in the Bible. And I was trying to present her the truth. The truth was standing right in front of her, but she could not accept it. So I sometimes wonder, what kind of truth do people actually want? They want truth that suits their fancy and not the real truth of God's word. And see, there's a difference between that. If you really hunger, you will take the truth from no matter where it's coming from.
I had this guy tell me right to my face, Sam, I wouldn't believe you even if I knew it was true because it's coming from you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another guy, Dave Walder, I had a lot to do with him, and one day the Lord moved on me to tell him something. He had this guy come from Africa, tell him, prophesied over, God's going to use you, Dave Walder, God's going to use you to convert the Hutterites. Any Hutterites that's going to be, has to come through your little movement here. Mm-hmm. And he believed that. So one day I told him, I said, if that guy prophesied wrong, the Lord's not going to use you to convert the Hutterites. You might as well just hang it on a nail. And he got mad. He said, mm-hmm. if the Lord wants me to tell me something, he'll tell me that himself. Well, mm-hmm. he said, he just sent me to tell you. You need to be teachable. You need to be like it says back. God has hid these things from the wise and the prudent and has revealed them unto babes such as were learned. Sometimes the Lord will use a little kid to tell you something. Mm-hmm. All you got to do, be sensitive. You're waiting on the Lord. I've had that happen to me time and time again. I was waiting on the Lord to speak to me. And here it came through just a little girl to give me the answer. And I keep telling you about it. This time I was working on this furnace, and these boys were out there making fun at me, and one of them said, maybe it doesn't get any air. And all I had to do was go back and adjust the air on the boiler. And then, it's another story, but I'm just giving you an example. Sometimes you just have to listen. Sometimes God will speak to you to somebody that you actually despise, you know? Mm-hmm. Just the way it is. And sometimes, and then that guy said, I wouldn't believe you even if I knew it was true. Well, now he's out there and still groping away in the darkness, not finding his footing. I don't know where he's at spiritually, but sometimes the Lord will use an individual to speak to you. And all you got to do, make sure you got your ears tuned. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter if it comes from Saint Lorraine. We're just doing our job. We're just being honed out from the Lord at these closing days of time. And he's given us the responsibility to put out his ear in time truth and the invitation to bear supper of the Lamb. And here's the living water. He has found us, you and I, faithful to deliver the meat and juices, to deliver this truth and his end time, because he knows our makeup. He knows once he's allowed us to see it, we're not going to buckle. We're not going to compromise. He just do that. And just like we keep saying, like Peter said, I know you heard it before, but I have to keep repeating it and repeating it until it's established in your heart. If you could get yourself to a place where you actually believe to the point where you won't even listen to nothing else anymore, because you know this is the truth. So when you and I, we hear about, you should listen to this guy, we listen to him. And then if he's not interconnected with the seven stars, he doesn't even know nothing about God sending a prophet. We're just wasting our time listening to him, because at the end of the day, he'll do exactly what the scripture said. He'll take you out to hell and that, and you wouldn't even know you're being taken out there. I go back and I examine things. I know a man had an out-of-the-body experience. I know he came to our house. I know the agony I saw, the tears in his eyes, and the passion that he had, because he was on a mission from God to tell people that Hutterite thing is nothing but first-class deception. And we're just keeping this thing alive because it's real. It came right from heaven. And anything outside of that, it's not worth to pay. It's not worth spending time on. And that's why we're so fervent. That's why we're talking about these things all the time. Because it's really the only things that matter. What's the point of talking about something that at the end of the day behind it is the spirit of Satan to take people out to hell? And that's just the way God set this up, because he knew we're not going to buckle. We're not going to bend. We're not going to bow. We're going to go straight through. We're going to tell people exactly the way it is, whether they like it or not.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to present people the truth, Lord, what you've done in this hour, Lord, and we can only present it to people just like that stream that flows, Lord. It flows, but if a person is athirst, that he'll come to that water, just like a deer that comes to the water, panting for the water, and that's to whosoever will. That's why it says in the book of Revelation, whoever is athirst, let him come, and let him, he that heareth, say, come and drink out of the water of life freely, Lord. And that's that stream that you have, Lord, in the end time, established through the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, and we're just continuing on with that stream, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.